Riviera Radio. Business.
Hello.
Good morning.
Do you like cucumber sandwiches?
I do quite like cucumber sandwiches, yes. I do, actually.
Do you have afternoon tea in the Potts household? You know, a slice of cake, cucumber sandwich and a cup of tea?
Not very often. No. I do like fruitcake as well, actually.
I like fruitcake.
Scones? Do you like scones?
Well, I like scones. I don't know about scones.
Oh, dear. I don't like people who call them scones.
Do you like Krispy Kreme donuts?
No, not particularly, I have to say. The change with those donuts are, like, extraordinarily expensive to buy one, and then you buy, you know, 10 or something, and the sort of individual price comes down dramatically, doesn't it? They sort of lull you into buying more.
I don't mind donuts as long as they're raspberry jam in the middle.
I don't like those. Please, if anything.
Do you want to start with Krispy Kreme floating?
The donut chain owned by JAB, which also owns brands Dr. Pepper, Snapple, Pret a Manger, they bought recently. They've really been building up this segment of the business over the course of the past decade, actually, seeking to raise $640 million with an IPO. Plans to sell shares between $21 and $24 a piece. Top end of the range, it would value Krispy Kreme at around $3.9 billion. Since its acquisition by the Luxembourg conglomerate in 2016, Krispy Kreme has expanded its online presence, accounts for a fifth of all US sales. Net revenue rose 23% in the last quarter. Going to use the money to pay down debt, buy shares back from certain executives. JAB still own a majority of the shares after the IPO.
That was a bit of the mouthful after the cucumber sandwich, wasn't it? Really?
Yeah, a little bit.
Do they float, though, Krispy Kreme donuts? If you could put one on the glass, top of a glass of milk, would it float or sink, do you think?
I'm thinking float.
Yeah, right.
I guess.
All right, let's have a look at the markets. Heading south yesterday.
Yeah, because he's under a little bit of pressure. Nothing dramatic. Stock 600 slumped 0.7%. Stronger economic data spurred concerns about inflation in the region. Utilities leading the declines. Over on Wall Street, mixed data holding back equities. On the positive side, US manufacturing activity expanded in June at the fastest pace on records. That's dating back to 2007. On the disappointing side, new home sales unexpectedly dropped last month as elevated home prices started to weigh on affordability. S&P 500 closed down, but it's only down 0.1%. NASDAQ was unchanged. 10-year Treasury yields rose 3 basis points, hitting 1.49%. Opening calls on the European bourses. Looks like we could regain some of those losses this morning. Currently calling FTSE up 17 points. DAX over in Frankfurt up 65 points. CAC 40 in Paris up 21 points.
God, you're on fire this morning. Can't stop you, can you? No, you know, talking
going
nine to the dozen.
Today.
You've been at the Starbucks again, have you?
No. I do have a Barocca in the morning. Do you have those?
A Barocca? No.
Yes, they're quite nice.
No.
I have a stay up.
Quarter of a lemon with hot water in it.
Quarter of a lemon. You're so tight, aren't you?
Really tight.
You are very tight.
And interest rate decision day at the Bank of England. No change.
Yeah, expect the MPC to keep rates on hold at that historically low rate of 0.1%, maintain the quantitative easing programme. Data for the second quarter has actually been better than the central bank's May forecast. Strong April GDP encouraged us to increase our second quarter GDP forecast to 5% quarter on quarter. Bank of England, I think, forecasts at 4.3%. Inflation is high. I've been seeing this, of course, in other regions as well. May print in the UK came in at 2.1%. I think that's a strongest that we've seen in 2 years, and above the Bank of England's target level. We forecast that inflation will be 2% for the second quarter. The Bank of England's got a 1.7% estimate. Labour market's been improving as well. Lower number of furloughed workers than the Bank of England penciled in the second quarter. So they have to consider those elements. In terms of analysing that, I think they like to say inflation stems from temporary value chain disruptions. Labour market isn't overheating. And the MPC, I think, likely to add a note of caution over the recent rapid rise in virus cases, delays to the reopening and uncertainty over the Delta variant. In terms of policy outlook, expect the MPC to maintain its guidance that it doesn't intend to tighten policy, at least until there's a clear evidence that significant progress is being made in eliminating spare capacity. What does that mean? Rates on hold this year, rates on hold through the course of 2022. Stronger second half of the year could encourage the bank not to increase further the stock of quantitative easing into 2022 once the current programme finishes.
They are quite big lemons.
What ones you buy? Homegrown? Organic?
It does have a couple of homegrown lemons, but not enough to keep me going throughout the year, unfortunately.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against the dollar coming in at 139.5. Euro dollar coming in at 119. Going to get a whopping €1.17 of your British pound this morning.
You can go have a donut now.
A bit early for me.
Wash down with a Barocca.
Got to be careful. Barocca's nice. It's a nice start to the day, I tell you.
Take your word for it. Talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good day.
Hey, Potts from Barclays.